to say we're the only ones here. You want to go ahead and record? I'll give a report on developments.
Sounds good. Started the recording.
All right, we're here on a relatively lightly attended meeting on Sundays, 3 p.m. If you're listening to this, feel free to come join us so we have some more voices in the mix. But I do have some good news to announce. That would be that coming up at the end of this month, in about 20 days, so 3 weeks from now, roughly, Saturday, May 27th, we are going to be doing an aerial advertising run. Just one. Want to see how this thing does, see if we get any, maybe stir up some free media coverage. That would be the ideal circumstance. So we're going to fly a banner that says Peaceful Secession with a couple hearts on it, and then a special website URL next to it. That banner is going to be flown over the three most populated cities in New Hampshire on Memorial Day weekend, so May 27th. And it will be like a five-hour-long flight, so it'll be about an hour and a half, roughly, over each city of Nashua, Manchester, Concord. The plane will take off from Nashua, and I presume it will fly Nashua first and then make its way to Manchester. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe he'll fly to Concord first and then make his way back. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to happen, but that's where it will be happening. So if you are in those cities, make sure you have a camera with you and look up at the sky, because we will be getting, hopefully, quite a bit of exposure from this. And so that will drive people to a special welcome page at nhexit.us, which has just some basic links, some basic like welcoming info. It's real simple. It's not overcomplicated. And so hopefully that will just kind of introduce people to the movement, to the idea, get them over to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. That's the first link, or the first major link on the page. We've got a link to the polling results as well from last year's poll. And if we have the next poll that we're going to do by that time, I might link to that as well. So let's see. Do you have any questions about that? Do you feel like I covered that, Chris, or anything pop into your mind that you want to know?
No, I think we've talked about it quite a bit in prior NH exit.
Yeah. Well, now it's happening. I've pulled the trigger, paid the bill. It's $2,500 to do the five-hour flight, and it works out cheaper than the other ones. Basically, this guy's $500 an hour. But every one of the aerial advertising guys, they have like a special fee that they charge if they have to travel to an airport. So let's say, for instance, we want to do this from Laconia. Well, this particular guy is actually just happens to be based out of Nashua. So because he doesn't have to travel to go and start flying with the banner, it's cheaper than if you were to go to any other airport, because then he has to travel, take the banner without it being hooked up to the plane. And so he charges for that. They all charge for that travel time. So by starting in Nashua for this flight, we actually get a kind of a price break. So I couldn't get it cheaper anywhere else. It would have been like $3,500 anywhere else. But so anyway, the bill's been paid. So this is on. It's going to happen on May 27th. So that'll be our first really big kind of advertising push. I don't think any other organization has done anything like this, with the exception of, you know, all the flyering that we've done over the years, personal like level kind of outreach. This will be the first ad campaign.
What were those cities again? Yeah. Keene wasn't included.
The big ones, the three big cities. So it'll be starting in Nashua, which is the second largest city, and then it will go over Manchester, which is of course the largest city, and then it will go over Concord, which is the third largest city.
Okay.
So the potential exposure is very, very large. And it is also, as I said, the Memorial Day weekend, when people are more likely to be out, you know, at a barbecue or something like that.
And it says New Hampshire Secession?
No, it says Peaceful Secession.
Okay.
Which was, I think, the one that you were supportive of. I put a few different options in the chat room and asked for feedback. I didn't get much feedback, but I did get feedback from you on that. And I agree. I think it's important to continue branding this as a peaceful movement. I think that's one of the most important things we can do, because whenever people hear secession, they think violence. And so we need to counter that branding. I'll do that.
Have we talked about proposing a study bill to put together a plan for a breakup?
No, I know there's been some discussion of that, but I don't know what the reps are considering for next year. I'm hoping they're going to bring back CACR 32 at the very minimum. But someone could put in a study bill as well. I mean, that's a great idea.
The reason I'm just thinking about the study bill is because one of the other, basically the detractors from New Hampshire Independence, I keep responding with, well, there's no plan. Well, okay. Yeah. So if it comes from a study commission as opposed to, us, which they'll just ignore, they can't say anymore that there's no plan.
Right. Would they vote for a study commission, or are they completely against even looking at the issue?
Well, they are, so, but that doesn't mean they can't say that, they can't vote against it and then say, oh, well, there's no plan.
Right. So, I think that would be a question we should, hopefully we'll get Jason Gerhardt or Matt Santanastasso on here at some point and ask them what's cooking. I mean, obviously they've got the summertime to think about this, and bills are still being heard and they're still voting. Right now the New Hampshire House is going to be voting on the Senate bills that have been passed on the Senate side. So the sort of the crossover period is happening right now. So they're not even done yet at the State House for this year. So I think that probably should be something that we table until they're all wrapped up with their session. For listeners that may be outside of New Hampshire State House is a part-time legislature. They're not there all year. So basically they hear things in the wintertime and the springtime, and then everything's voted on usually by June.
The other thing I'm just thinking about is, how would we go about designating a couple of representatives to start negotiations? That might be another aspect of it, right? Like, I mean, because...
You mean negotiating with the federal government?
I mean... Yeah, I don't like the idea necessarily either, but like from a publicity standpoint, I'm thinking maybe that there might be something there too.
I don't know. I mean, I think it would go nowhere. I mean, the feds would just basically reject it.
Yeah, but
you're not authorized.
Obviously, I don't think it would necessarily, like, obviously the feds don't necessarily have to do anything, right? It's just that we are taking the steps and it puts it in the mind that this is really happening in the public's eye, right? Which might help us gain support for it. I think it's more in that direction I'm thinking.
I don't even know, like, who they would talk to. Like, approach about that? That's an interesting idea, too. I think, like I said, I think these are things that, make a note about things we should be asking these state reps when they come back on this meeting. But I imagine busy.
Even just like right appointing two representatives for like negotiation, whether or not negotiations happen,
Well, and that could be something that comes out of the study committee. It's like, how do we start this?
Yep.
How do we, get to move the ball forward? Speaking of that, the other big news that I have is the poll, which we've been also discussing for some number of weeks. We did the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that did the first big poll. That was last year. And that was, I believe, in early June, if I recall correctly, where they polled 625 people in New Hampshire and asked them 27 questions, so a bit of a lengthy survey. 27 questions relating to their opinions about the federal government and independence, secession, and all that. Very interesting results. Those were summarized on a post that I made at nhexit.us, but one of the key takeaways was, I think it was 29% of respondents said that they would support New Hampshire being its own independent nation, and that there was, I think, 40, maybe 42% that supported putting it to a vote. And a lot of people thought that New Hampshire was better off, or as far as like governance, they prefer local governance rather than federal government. Or there was not a lot of support for the federal government, even though most people still wanted to stay with the federal government. There was sort of this dichotomy present in people's thinking. Like, people know the federal government is bad news, but they aren't willing to say goodbye quite yet. So it's time to, I think, do that again, put it to another survey. And so we were contacting the University of New Hampshire, and this was actually Matt Sabourin who started this process off with the New Hampshire Independence Pact. But I took it over like a week or so ago because, well, the New Hampshire Independence Pact doesn't have a whole lot of money on hand right now, and they would have to do some fundraising to make this possible. And he just has his hands full, is trying to find a treasurer and all that. So I said, look, I'll take care of it. I want to make sure the questions that are asked are correct. So what had happened was the University of New Hampshire has a polling firm. They're widely respected. They do a monthly poll, and they ask various different questions. Usually it's about politics and issues, but they also are hireable. So you can, if they're amenable to it, obviously, if they don't want to ask your questions, they're not going to. But you can hire them to ask questions, and so we're going to have them ask four questions on hopefully this month's survey. If not, it'll go in next month. I'm not quite sure which month it's going to be. I think it could be this month, as long as we get them paid before whatever the deadline is, and I don't know what that is. So I'm waiting for them to give me the wiring information to get this thing paid. It's going to be about, I think, $3,100 or $3,200 for four questions, which is a lot. By comparison, the Survey USA survey last year was cheaper. I think it was like $7,000 or $8,000 for 27 questions. The University of New Hampshire, however, does a little bit of a larger sample size. They do 900 typically, so it'll be a little more sample size, you know, almost 50% larger. And they're also much more well-respected. Now, the downside is they don't put out a press release about paid questions, which is unfortunate because that gets a lot of media attention. So I can't say for sure that we're going to, you know, guarantee any media attention out of the University of New Hampshire polling results, but I think it's worth a try just to see how their results are and if media does pick up on it, because we can put a press release out about this and putting their name on it will help give it some, I think, more legitimacy than we received from Survey USA, which, you know, purportedly Survey USA is, you know, a legitimate surveying company, but we didn't get any media from their results. So this is just trying something different. And the idea is, let's ask the key questions. Because again, there were 27 questions before. These questions will be part of the UNH survey, which I don't know how many questions they tend to ask. So they'll be asking about probably like, you know, presidential primaries or something else. But in their survey will appear these questions. I'll just go ahead and read them off. Number one, so this question is new. This is a question that they came up with. What initially happened was they looked at the Survey USA poll, the 27 questions, and they pulled what they thought were the most interesting questions off of there, but they also added this one in. In March of 2022, the New Hampshire House of Representatives rejected a constitutional amendment calling for New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the United States and to govern itself as a separate country. How much do you recall hearing about this? And then the options are a lot, some, not very much, not at all, and don't know / not sure. So that'll give us some idea of the kind of impact that the bill had as far as, you know, it didn't get a whole lot of media, but it did get some. And how many people heard about that? So I think that's kind of an interesting question, kind of take people's temperature on that. And we did have them change the language of it because initially it did not say in the question the words peaceably declare independence. And in conversation with them, I convinced them that should say that because that was the wording of the constitutional amendment. It previously just said calling for New Hampshire to secede from the United States, which isn't what the amendment said. The amendment was very clearly about peaceable declaration of independence. So they did agree to put the peaceably wording in there, which I think is, again, very important. Moving on to question two. So questions, again, four questions total. Questions two through four are very closely worded to the Survey USA. It's not exactly the same as Survey USA, because they had some suggestions to make what, you know, they thought were improvements to those questions. And the answers aren't exactly the same either. If I can, I'll pull up the Survey USA questions for comparison's sake here. Hang on. Let's see. There. All right. So, question two on the survey that will hopefully be done in May by UNH is, would you support or oppose the idea of New Hampshire holding a vote to find out whether voters want New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence, or rather peacefully declare independence from the United States? And the options are strongly support, somewhat support, neutral slash doesn't matter to me, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, and don't know slash not sure. And I think one of the key differences here in the survey responses is UNH breaks out sort of those people who don't support or don't oppose, the neutral, don't know people, into two categories, if I recall correctly. And the Survey USA one was just sort of one category. And let me see if I can find the actual Survey USA language here. Okay. So let's see. By comparison, that's the question of holding a vote. Let's find New Hampshire. And okay, the Survey USA question by comparison was, would you support or oppose the idea of New Hampshire holding a vote to find out whether voters want New Hampshire to peacefully separate from the U.S.? So pretty similar. Again, the new one is, would you support or oppose the idea of New Hampshire holding a vote to find out whether voters want New Hampshire to peacefully declare independence from the United States? So that's pretty clear. That's pretty close to the same thing. But the difference on the answers was, Survey USA's answers were strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, and then not sure. So the difference is UNH adds neutral slash doesn't matter to me in addition to don't know, not sure. So we're going to see a kind of a different breakout of those who have not really an opinion about this. But otherwise, it's very similar. Next question three. And again, this is another one where we're retreading the Survey USA. And the reason is we want to see a trend, right? We want to see if more people support a vote today than a year ago, and do more people want to answer this question positively. So this question is, would you support or oppose New Hampshire peacefully seceding from the United States and governing itself as a separate country? And actually, originally, the New Hampshire UNH quiz, I don't think, had this one in there. So there was a couple I had to insist, like, we need to ask this question. This is one of the most important questions. And this is a rewording of question 19 from Survey USA, which was, I would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country. That was the one where if you added strongly agree and somewhat agree together, you got 29%. So that's the one we tout a lot, that nearly a third of New Hampshire people said they want New Hampshire to be an independent country. This one is a little more wordy, but it's basically the same idea. Would you support or oppose New Hampshire peacefully seceding from the United States and governing itself as a separate country? And then the answer is, once again, strongly support, somewhat support, neutral slash doesn't matter to me, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, and don't know, not sure, which are different from Survey USA's answers, which use the term somewhat and strongly agree instead of support, and then somewhat disagree and strongly disagree instead of strongly and somewhat oppose. So some slight differences. And again, they only had the not sure answer, whereas UNH breaks it out into neutral slash doesn't matter as one choice, and then don't know, not sure. But again, basically the same question. And then the final question on the UNH survey, again, the only four questions here. If New Hampshire were not already part of the United States, would you want New Hampshire to join? Which is a rewording of Survey USA's question 18, which was, if New Hampshire were not already part of the United States, it would be beneficial for the state to join and be governed by D.C. They didn't want to put in the wording and be governed by D.C. in there. They felt like that was somewhat biased. So their question is actually a little similar, but a little different. And they also used different terminology, definitely, probably, probably not, and definitely not. And then they have don't know, not sure in there, and they don't have a neutral option on that question. So those are the differences and the similarities between the surveys that will be going out. And I'll keep you guys updated as far as by next week, we should know whether or not this survey is going to go out this month. And I hope it does. But
I'm wondering if if people would respond differently if you framed it in different terms, like negotiate a new trading relationship with Washington.
Well, that sounds like a totally different question. My interest here was to ask similar questions and find out what, if any, changes there are as far as, you know, it's been a year. Are people feeling differently about independence, having had time to think about it, having to see, you know, what the federal government has done in that time frame? I didn't want to stray from the initial inquiries, so that's why that didn't happen.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that. I'm just thinking of like the framing, because I'm thinking about like, well, what if you change the use of words to use of words that people don't necessarily associate with independence, right? Like renegotiate our trading relationship with Washington or something along those lines. I wonder if people would have a different opinion on that, like if they would think about it differently.
Yeah, if you go and look at the Survey USA questions, there was 27 questions on that one, and it got into a lot of sort of questions about D.C. and how people are feeling about D.C. versus New Hampshire. And I think that, you know, maybe if next year, and again, maybe UNH, I don't know what their results are going to be like, but maybe if UNH is less than satisfactory, we'll want to move back to Survey USA or try a different one. Maybe the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence will pick it up again next year, and they'll ask, you know, another 20 questions, and we can get some new questions out there to gauge how people are feeling. But given the limited circumstances and the limited budget,
I guess I'm not really specifically necessarily talking about the questions that are being asked so much anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you can add more questions to it. It's expensive. Like every question you add, I think it's like $700 or $800
like, or something like that. I'm just thinking like, you know, also like how states became part of the United States, right? Like different states have different conditions upon which they agree to upon entry. And what about renegotiating those, right? Like, I don't know. It seems like there could be something going down that path too, just renegotiating, you know, the agreement.
Well, yeah, that would be like going from being a state to a territory or something like that. And I think some people have talked about
that. Just renegotiate, right? Like, I mean, if you know, why can't we renegotiate where, you know, we're not necessarily a territory, we just don't have to comply with, I don't know, like federal tax law or, you know, I don't know, something along those lines, right? Like renegotiate our position within the United States, so it's effectively maybe an autonomous territory, or, you know, I don't know, just a thought.
Well, I know that
because it sort of undermines anybody who says, oh, well, independence is illegal.
Yeah. I know that not Guam, but the Saipan, that area, they do have exemptions. So they are a territory of the United States, but they're also exempt from certain laws, like the Jones Act, for instance.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, you know, that might be a possibility.
So yeah,
but that would again be something that the legislature would have to.
I'm just thinking like, or like autonomy. Like, what about proposing maybe a bill that would make us give us autonomy, but not necessarily independence. Like, it would be very bizarre, but it would be, it exists in other countries. That's the thing. Like, I think we probably have had discussions on this before, but I don't know. It's just another thought, like, because people,
Yeah, it's another route.
yeah, it's if there is opposition to independence, well, okay, well, we're not independent. We're autonomous, and we have better trading terms.
Yeah, I'd make a note about that and suggest it to the reps as as another option to explore on a potential study committee. I think it's something you'd want to have in your back pocket on that one. So those are the big developments that I had. Plane flight on May 27th, and hopefully some fresh survey responses coming up maybe this month if we're lucky. And obviously, we're hoping for bigger support, but it may go down because of the different survey methods or whatever. I'm not sure if Granite State Poll does phone surveys or online. I guess I should know that, but I don't know what their methodology is. I just know they're widely respected and that New Hampshire media does tend to report on their results. So there is a good chance we'll get pickups, especially if we see, we got the survey. If we can hit the survey and the plane during the same month, that might be a nice synergy as well. So people hear about it in the news and then there's a plane flying over. So could be a big month.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right, well, sounds like a meeting then.
Indeed. And if anybody wants to donate to the efforts, feel free to reach out to me at ian@freetalklive.com and we can get connected on getting that done.
Sounds like a plan.
Right, brother. I guess probably see you for dinner later.
Yeah, a couple hours.
All right, man. Talk to you later. See ya.